This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 123 for Tuesday, September 30th, 2014. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
What's up, everybody?
It wouldn't be a podcast without a little technical difficulty.
Well, you know, we like a challenge.
We like a challenge, absolutely. So here we are. Tuesday.
Home for a day.
Home for a day.
Well, that's what it feels like. Oh my God. I'm sick of traveling. We have what, three more shows?
Three more shows in the next what, 6 weeks?
5 weeks? I don't know. Yeah. All I know is after Columbus, I'm gonna be one happy camper.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, then you got Christmas season though. Thanksgiving.
I don't care. At least I'll be home. Sorry.
All right, so we just got back from, in case you're wondering,
Dallas
Penn Show.
What a blast.
Always a good show, and the guy, you know, I have to admit, I didn't really see much of a whole lot of the Dallas folk there. We were always so busy. I didn't get a chance to chat much with most of those guys.
Yeah, but boy, did we get to meet some really awesome people.
It was, yeah. There was some really, really cool stuff going on.
One question for you is, have you washed your hand yet?
You know, I accidentally did today, so.
No!
I know, right? We'll get to that in a minute. Do we just want to dive right in? Wednesday,
we left pretty much on time. I think I had the car packed, went home, took a shower, got all ready, came back to the store, picked up Brian. And we were on the road by 5:30, which was pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. Uneventful drive.
Yep.
No rain, no weather, nothing.
We did not have to sit, as in park on the highway in Oklahoma this year, like we've been known to do in other years. So that was
kind of
nice.
Been an annual event, you know. I kind of.
One way or another.
Kind of miss it. No. Let's see. Really uneventful trip down. I can't try to think if there's anything I'm thinking of other than briefly driving in the wrong lane at the Big Indian at where is that?
Big Cabin, Oklahoma.
Big Cabin, Oklahoma. If you haven't been there, pretty much our picture
will suffice. Chief.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, the big chief. And I'm trying to take a picture, and Lisa's unsure which way we're going, and turns out we're in the wrong lane. But I got a pretty decent picture of the
big
chief. Yeah, we're good. I'm reading the chat here for a second.
No, it was fine. Everything was good. Yeah, perfect weather, really good drive. Uneventful drive. For 1,100 miles is a beautiful thing. Absolutely.
Yeah, it was really, really, really nice. So we got in about.
On the way back is another story.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. We got in about 4 p.m. I guess it's all Central Time, so that's cool. 4 p.m. on a Thursday afternoon. What did we do? We got in, got a room, grabbed a couple things, went upstairs.
And took a nap.
We did, that's right. We did. We took a nap for
nice.
two hours
really
or
nice.
Something.
And then got up, went downstairs, wandered into the trading room for a little bit. Just kind of wandered around.
Yeah, we got to see Jimmy.
Yep.
Jimmy was in there. Ryan from Kenro was in the lobby, one of the first people we saw, Joel Hamilton. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like coming home. My girl Ben was at the bar, so it was good to see that the same bartenders are there, and we had a good time.
Yep. So we did have a little snack And we realized we made a mistake.
Yeah, they're not dumplings. They're egg rolls.
The dumplings are in Raleigh.
Raleigh.
Did I pronounce that right? Raleigh.
Yep, Raleigh. Here you go, Lori Todd. Raleigh.
These are egg rolls.
Southwest egg rolls. And last year, they were phenomenal. The year before,
they were phenomenal.
This year, not so much. Just really very disappointed.
I give them a very, what's the word I'm looking for? A C plus.
A 4 out of 10. Yeah.
A C plus, and that's generous.
They were overcooked and not good. Not good. The wings were super, super flaming hot, which they were not last year, and we only got 3. And the egg rolls, which we rave about and talk about, I even recommended it to the guy when I was making my hotel reservation. I would not order them again.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, and it was just weird. It was, they're...
And you know, we travel a lot, and there are things that we really... we really enjoy and we'll really look forward to. And for people who are coming in and may not have been to this hotel before and you're not sure, do you want to go across the street? Do you want to go down the road? Do you want to eat there?
Is the bar food good? Is it bad? I mean, some are better than others.
How's the service? Service is phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah. No gripes about the service, whatsoever. But, I don't know what was going on. It was just really, really strange. And then the three-wing thing was really disappointing. Like, who thought that was a good number? Because there were, like, 5 egg rolls and 3...
I don't know. Maybe they heard we were... Anyway.
The chicken noodle soup was good. You had a salad in addition to that.
I had salads both nights, and they were excellent. So that was fine. And the Ziegenbach beer was phenomenal.
Always good. Always good. You can't go wrong. I love what's going on in the chat.
I wonder if we can get that here. Can Flanagan's order Ziegenbach for us?
I don't know. It would be nice to have a nice little change of pace.
Yep. So anyway, we got in Thursday. We took a nap. We had we started to have a little food, and then we had a business meeting.
Had a business meeting that ran several hours.
It was worth it. Yep. It was excellent. We learned, oh my God, we learned a lot. We're still internalizing everything in a good way. But it was great. And then we got some good sleep. Actually, then afterward, we unpacked the car into the room.
Yep.
Got the grid set up, which is an hour right there. And that was good to be able to at least unpack the car. That saved us an hour in the morning. And then we just went up and passed out, and that was nice.
Yeah, so Friday morning, it was 8 to 10 set up, and we had, I don't know how you did this, you scored this really cool deal where we could go and have, we're on the executive floor or whatever it was, and there's a special room, and you have breakfast, and...
The lounge,
it was the lounge, she says. It was really cool. So they had good breakfast. We come downstairs at 8 o'clock, and I don't know how long it took us to get set up, but it's generally reasonably slow Friday morning. Show opens at 10, but we're there at 8, getting things set up. What I forgot to mention is the first acquisition actually happened Thursday night.
What was it?
It's going to be impossible. Now, I'm going to hold this up to the screen. Sorry, Wayne. And y'all, since we just got back from Dallas, y'all have to tell me the connection here because you're going to look at this and you're going to go, what is that? So,
what did we buy?
We didn't actually buy anything. We traded for this. So I'm going to hold this up.
Oh, yeah, that.
And... If any of you in the I don't think anybody's going to get this. Have any idea what this is?
We traded for it. It was good.
And why I would want this?
Because you're weird.
Because I'm weird. So we'll just
hang on to that.
What's that?
Help them out.
Okay, so this is actually is a, I believe this is a cigarette holder. And it's made out of briar wood on the top. And this is some kind of, I'm assuming some kind of plastic on the bottom end. Why would I want that? So anyway, we got that, and I'll get back to that in a minute. Friday, so we set up, and anything of significance that we want to mention from Friday? The traffic was really good. Those Dallas boys, they really know how to bring people to the show.
Through the door, yep.
Yeah, they get people through the door. A lot of excited people.
People that are curious, interested. You don't get a lot of people who are just looking. I mean, we go to buy. We go to see friends and pretty much family. But we also go to sell. And there are not too many people who are tire kickers, if you know the phrase. People who go are there to see something they've looked at online and they want to actually hold it and touch it, or they are there to buy. There were some people selling things. It was very active.
Yeah. So I wanted to wait a little bit so that the chat could catch up. But yes, this little piece here is an Esterbrook Briarwood cigarette holder. It's actually imprinted Esterbrook. It's the same font, same script as on the pens. Made by Esterbrook. Go figure. Actually, it looks like it's unused. Probably never been smoked in. It's very, very clean.
Yeah, very cool.
So, but yeah, and I got to tell this story about this lady that came up to the table, and I think she was just a casual, very casual user. And she happened to have grandfather's pen in her purse.
Oh, this was killing Brian afterward. Oh my God.
Yeah, this is killing me, right? Because, you know, she's handling this like it's a Bic. And to her credit, she had it in a nice sleeve. But she pulls out this baseball bat, a Waterman 416 sterling silver filigree overlay with clip. Eyedropper. It's the Art Nouveau pattern, and it's got the wrong nib, but it's got a Waterman 7 nib instead of the 6 New York nib. But it was obviously there a long time, and she's wondering what it's worth and what kind of ink should she put in it. You know, trying to explain to her.
Oh, this was killing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, part of me was hoping she was going to say, well, you know, listen, if you want to buy it, you can buy it, but. Crazy. So I told her how to fill the pen. It's an eyedropper. She ended up getting a pipette and some ink, and gave her a little bit of advice, and off she went. But it was just I never in a million years would expect to see a 416 just crop up from, you know, grandpa's estate. So
that was cool.
That was kind of cool. What else? What else happened?
Friday, I was excited. I finally got to meet our Retro 51 rep, Jennifer, and she was awesome. It was great to finally meet her. And we also got to meet Carol and John of Luxury Brands, Noodlers and Platinum. And I got to say,
they're awesome.
It's like Hugh and Carol and Jenny and Bill and a couple of the other couples, we just kind of fell in love. We had the best
time.
Yeah,
they're real honest to goodness, real just down earth people.
Hardworking. You know, we were talking teenagers and teens trying to become adults and how to live with all that and talking business. And, yeah, they work crazy hours just like we do. We were joking that any given day, one of the four of us is probably up at 1 or 2 in the morning thinking about work or doing some kind of work. And
they sent us an email like at 11:30 at night or something, Saturday,
and
Friday.
We were up and responded like a minute later, so it was pretty funny. But I got to tell you, I have a whole new respect for how hard they work, and it really helped us as retailers understand a little bit of how things work on the distributor side, at least for Noodlers and Platinum. Mm-hmm. So that was very interesting.
Yeah, they were cool. Retro, Jennifer at Retro was awesome. I got a new.
We got to see some cool stuff.
The new rollerball that's coming out this week, actually, right?
Yes. The Albert.
The Albert rollerball.
Will be in rollerball. I'm excited about that.
There's a little clapping because.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Hey, wait. You're excited about a ballpoint?
I'm excited about the Albert, because the Albert's cool. Now, if they make it in a fountain pen, I might actually get one, because that's pretty neat.
Oh, okay.
So.
Let's see, what else happened Friday? Friday was a long day.
It was a long day, yep.
Friday was 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. So what did we do after?
Afterwards, we went down to the bar, and we thought we were going to try the egg rolls one more time. And so the gentleman comes out, takes our order. I get a burger with fries, Western burger with fries, and we decide we're going to get, normally you can get like any one of like five items. We said, let's do this. Let's do the egg rolls and the egg rolls. And you got another salad.
I got a really yummy salad.
And the egg rolls came out, and they were all burned.
They were just as bad, if not worse. There were more of them.
So yeah, and it was not unreal.
Yeah, it was really bad.
And the French fries were like, I kid you not, they were half an inch long and all burned and crispy and crunchy. They were not good. The burger was great. I couldn't ask.
Salad was good.
Salad was good.
Ziegenbach was excellent.
They got something going on with that whole frying thing. So
I don't know. Well, you know, maybe it's some karmic message to not eat fried food. My salad was excellent.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not gonna say I'm not gonna have them next year, but you know, if it happens too much more,
we may expand our
expand the repertoire.
Something, yeah.
So.
Saturday, so Friday night, we hung out with Eddie G for a little bit.
Yeah, Eddie G. Eddie G and
Eddie
I
G
were talking.
Eddie G is a trip.
He is, man.
Oh, my God.
But really cool. Actually, we hung out for a while, and then you got up to go back.
I went to bed. I was tired.
Eddie G and I stayed up for one more beer. Actually, I was going to kind of go up, but you were still standing there talking with, I don't remember who you were talking with.
Dan Ruppert, Dan and Cindy Ruppert, and who are they with? Sam and Frank or Joel and Cheryl.
Joel and Cheryl, yep. And as you're talking, I'm finishing up my beer, and I said, well, you know, as long as we're at it, just, you know, bring another one. Lisa's still yapping over there. So Eddie and I had another beer, and we had a nice conversation about some jazz and Las Vegas and.
Competitive darts and
competitive
all sorts
darts
of cool
and,
stuff.
Yeah, all sorts of cool stuff. So, we were. Oh, that's right. And we got the current issue of Pen World to see the Unica LE in this issue of Pen World. So that was cool. We had that. We're kind of flipping through.
Looks great.
That at dinner. Yep. And that was it. You know, Friday was just it was a long day. It was. Quite busy. I didn't even get out to look at
it. It was just nice to chill afterward.
Yeah. I did have one gentleman come up to the table, and we had been having conversations about certain nips, and he gave me a warranted wing flow. You can't really see much. It's a Renew Point replacement, so to speak, but it's got a cool clear lucite feed and an amberish clear collar on it. Kind of a neat looking nib. I don't actually have one of these in my collection, so he gave it to me. It was kind of cool. That was kind of neat. What else? Who else? I guess we could move into Saturday, huh? And it was
Saturday. I'm still gaga. I'm still floored by Saturday.
Okay, which part? Because Saturday was like maybe one of the most awesome days of the Penn Show ever.
So Saturday, Saturday was busy. Again, excellent traffic. But during some of the lulls, I did manage to sneak away. I went and I spoke with the Mont Blanc rep, and that was nice. To see some of the stuff and some different displays. And our Mont Blanc rep had spoken to this one, so she knew we were going to be there, and it was just nice to chat with somebody else. Spend some time with John and Carol of Luxury Brands again. We ended up coming home with some really cool displays.
They are cool.
We're going to talk about it in just a few minutes. And then as I was kind of making my rounds to go back, I noticed that there was this gentleman standing with Ryan from Kenro. And I remembered he had said that this gentleman would be there. So I went over and I introduced myself. And I may never be the same. To Luca from Omas. And he was, as most Italian men are, charming and well-spoken, and he held my hand, and he was just so sweet. And, you know, Ryan was explaining who we are, you know, one of their retailers, and that Brian loves Omas. I did have to confess to him that I think that they're pretty, but I prefer Aurora. Don't get offended, but, you know, he was fine. At least half the family likes Omas. And then he wanted to meet Brian, so he kind of held my hand and we walked over to the table together, and it was
awesome. And Luca's like the vice president or something like that?
He's big.
He
gave me his card, and I think I still have it.
He gave you his card? You didn't even show it to me?
No, it's all mine. And he was just so sweet and so excited and genuinely happy to be there. It was it was awesome. Yeah. Went over and you know, introduced him to Brian.
I think I melted.
I think you peeked your pants. You were so excited. It was very manly, though, I got to say. But no, it was awesome. It was wonderful.
No, you're right. He was very well spoken. He was very passionate.
Yes.
About pens and writing and using fine writing instruments, and we really in those brief 3 minutes that we chatted.
Change your life, man.
it was really cool. I wish I would have had more time to talk with him, but it was so busy. It just
it was like a total fangirl weekend for me, because, you know, we love that we can meet and spend some time with our distributors, and we love Kenro and we love Yafa, but we see them a lot.
Right.
You know, it's almost like cousins or something. You know, you see them, but there's not quite the same urgency or rush. We see Ryan a lot. We love Ryan. We love Janine at Kenro. It was awesome to see Joel in D.C. You know, Yafa, we've spoken highly of Kenny and Ross and now Ross, Mary. Yeah. You know, but to meet V. Luca from Omas was killer, and to be able to spend some time with Carol and John from Luxury Brands was great, and to find out their values are like ours, their work ethic is like ours. We really just connected, and that was awesome. So that was really great, and then.
I gotta mention though, Luca actually held my Omas. It's like he blessed it. But I didn't want to tell him it was a prototype because I didn't want him to like take it back. But he did. Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, so. It was cool. And then this man comes up to me and introduces himself, and he says, "Lisa," and I said, "Yep." He says, "I'm John Lane of Pilot Pens." Oh my God! Yeah, we've had tons of emails back and forth. And just to be able to meet, I had no idea he was going to be there. And he said, you know, he didn't plan to be, but his...
Well, he doesn't live anywhere near the area.
No. He actually lives in Washington State, and he commutes to Jacksonville, Florida. And he goes to Jacksonville for like 10 days and then back home. He said he didn't want to move, so he just flies. That would be cool. But so it was great to meet him, but then he looked over the setup and chit-chatted for a while, and then he left for a couple minutes, and then he brought back this pen case. Now,
Pilot, is this the first pen case or the second pen case?
This is the first pen case.
Okay.
So we managed to be the first people to actually hold some of these new pens. A lot of retailers have access to the Pilot Dropbox with all the images that are stock photos that they put out. And so you see a lot of similar or the same pictures for some of like the new Copper Vanishing Point or the new Red Falcon that's coming out. But we actually got to hold them. They don't send the pens around to various retailers because they only get one copy of it. Mm-hmm. And then they just take the pictures and they have it. But John had it in his case, and so we got to hold it and see it in person.
It's nice.
Take some pictures.
It's nice.
The copper is gorgeous. Yeah, you want one.
Copper is the new stealth or something. I don't know. It's just...
Yeah, it's really pretty.
It's the new thing. Rose gold and copper, is my prediction, are going to be that everybody's going to have a copper pen now.
It's gorgeous. And then the Red Falcon is done very well. It's a very nice red.
Yep.
I was very impressed.
At that point, Lisa tells me, oh, yeah, by the way.
We're getting a couple.
We're getting these.
And so we're talking about that, and I don't remember what else was in that case. And then John leaves.
I didn't even see that. I mean, you handed him to me. I was taking pictures.
Here, take some pictures. Instagram this. This is cool. We get to see him.
Was that the point where he was telling you about the displays?
Yeah, he's got a couple displays that he's sending, and he was super sweet and helpful. What can we do for you? What do you need? Only one hearing nothing?
Yes.
Okay, good. And so that was great. So we're getting some posters, we're getting some displays for the store. Awesome. And then he goes away. And then he comes back. And he has this case with, is it six or seven pens?
Five.
I think you could buy our house with these pens.
You could, yeah. Pretty close.
Yeah, one of them was $18,000 retail. It was huge. It was the one we took a picture of. It was It was ginormous and gorgeous. Oh my God! So we got to hold that. Then there was one that was $15,000, and I believe that
all Macchier.
Yeah, absolutely breathtaking. But to see this big, it wasn't a big pen case. It held six or eight pens, but it had bigs because these were big pens. I believe that somebody bought the $15,000 pen, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess someone did.
But these were gorgeous, and to see these and to hold these are things that you look at in a catalog or online and you just drool over. But it was funny because he was telling the story about when he flies in his little regional airport. The TSA person just knows him as the pen guy, doesn't know how big up he is in the company, doesn't know anything about it, and apparently she's always asking, okay, what's new? You know, they need to inspect his bags, apparently, and so she'll just kind of look at his pen cases and go, oh, yeah, I've seen that, well, that's new, what's that, and he'll tell her, and they kind of hold up the line, and he's just known as the pen guy, but oh, they were gorgeous.
They were outrageous. They were very, very pretty. I have not, I don't think I've ever actually, never held an $18,000 pen before, but.
It was cool.
It was beautiful. The craftsmanship, the workmanship on these Macchier pens are just, it's out of this world. I couldn't ever justify spending that kind of money, but I can see why they would charge that kind of money.
Well, John was showing me and explaining, you know, it's all hand painted and you can feel it, and the lacquer, it's just amazing.
Well, I mean, the big one had these little dots all over the pen sticking out. I mean, at various points, little gold dots, gold flake underneath the lacquer.
There are no words. It's.
And Lisa said we ordered one of each. And,
no, we did not. Although John did tell me that he's happy to reserve one for us every year. Yeah. Okay. I'll keep you posted.
All right.
Yeah, put that on the back burner. But he said, I told him I was totally not expecting to see him there. I mean, we usually know who's going to be there. And he said, it was either one of his oldest and dearest friends or his best friend, a really, really good friend, George, lives in the area, and said he should stop on by for the show. I thought, oh, well, that's great. And he said, oh, here he is now. By the way, he owns Retro 51. So I was excited that we got to meet the art director and the head sales guy and our sales rep, Jennifer. And now I get to, you know, hang it out with the owner of Retro 51. And he's so laid back and so cool. I love that their company is just 9 people. And they're just totally down to earth.
So now George comes by after he's talked to you, and we start talking, and George, he's funny because I said, you know, I said this is really cool that you can take the rollerballs and you could put ballpoint refills in them, and that just blows my mind. That's really, really a cool idea. And he goes, really? You can do that? And then I start going, I'm like, yeah, it's really, you know, wait a minute. He goes, yeah, I knew that. That's how it was designed, he said. Screwing with me.
He's funny. He's but, funny. Yeah, it was great. So it was nice to be able to chit-chat with some of the higher-ups, not from it's just really impressive how down-to-earth they are and how they just share that same passion. Yeah. It's not just about number crunching. It's not just about, well, you need to, you know, improve your sales, or, you know, we need to get you to the next level or whatever. It was just, how did you get into it? You know, how did we get into pen collecting? And they sincerely just wanted to chat, and we got to know each other a lot better. It was really cool. I knew that John Lane flew a lot, but I didn't realize he commutes from across the country. That's just crazy. Those are some serious airline miles.
All right. So let's see. What else? I had a pen tossed to me on Sunday. And this is I'm opening myself up for abuse here. So far I've got the cigarette holder.
What else did you get?
I have a spare wing flow nib that fits into Esterbrooks. And then our good friend Presnell Wood says, Brian, I've got an Aiken Lambert barrel for you. I'll give it to you. And he comes and he tosses this at me, and it's almost impossible to see fully. It's a barrel, no nib. It's got the feed, no cap. But it's this blue and red.
Hold it still.
Blue and red marbled plastic. It's completely outrageous. And he just gave it to me, and Sam Alardo just happened to be right across the table from us, and Sam's always coming over with Aiken Lambert stuff, and I showed it to him, and he says, you know, I've never seen that before. And for Sam to say he's never seen this pattern for Aiken Lambert is really, that also means I'll never find the cap.
But, yeah.
And then Sam brought over earlier, I guess this was on Friday, I forgot to mention this. Sam comes up to me and he says, Brian, I've got this really neat Aiken Lambert, and you got to see it. And he brings it over, and it's in one of these leather cases, and, you know, the standard, you push the button, and you lift the cap. And I open it up, and it's a taper cap. It's a sterling silver filigree overlay on the taper cap. And for those of you who know, overlay on a taper cap is very, very, it was difficult to do. It's very unusual. It's very hard to find, period, much less sterling silver filigree. Nice pen. It was not for sale, but Sam always does it. He comes up and he'll bring a tray of Aiken Lambert or something, and he just says, "You want to check this out." He had some cool death sets on Sunday. He was mixing it up. He had some really cool death sets there. But so that was my. But then there's the auction.
So. Oh yeah. Well, there were a couple other things too. We got to see Lucas from Scribal Workshop again.
Absolutely. Yep.
And always just a blast to hang out with Lucas. For those of you who like the Anderson Pens ink, we got the seventh color.
The lucky seventh color.
Formerly Damselfish. It has now been reformulated, and it will be available later this week. So we're excited about that.
Super, super. The reformulation is really, really nice.
Yes, yes. Lucas has done a great job of improving the flow, but keeping those same awesome colors. Mm-hmm. And we've had a blast working with him. So it was wonderful to see him.
Yeah, that dude is wicked smart.
Oh my God, he's so funny.
He just blows my mind. He talks to you like, kind of like, you know, you're supposed to know what he's talking about. I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah, sure, yeah. You take the neutrons and the electrons.
And the polymer.
The positrons and the radiation, and boom, you get ink. I don't know. The dude's wicked smart. His dad is super nice.
Micropigmentation and right, yeah, right. David's awesome.
David's awesome was there all day on Friday.
David, Lucas's dad, yeah. But yeah. He was there kind of across from us, so that was a lot of fun. Who else was there? Joel and Cheryl were there behind us.
Right behind us.
We got to see Dan and Cindy Reppert. We spent some time with Bryant Greer. That was kind of fun. Mm-hmm. Jimmy was there, Jimmy Dolev.
Love Jimmy.
Yeah, it was a decent crowd.
Ryan Cusack was right across from us, yep.
Yep, Ryan was down across from the ink.
Michael Saul.
Oh, Michael Saul. Here we go.
Michael.
Love that man. He is so amazingly talented. And last year, he wrote a piece in Spencerian, and it was in the auction, and I lost it. And up until Saturday afternoon, I was still whining about it because it was gorgeous, and I was really frustrated that I lost it. So I was determined I was not going to lose this year. And so...
A little bit competitive, are we?
So I bid, and I was the only bidder. And then right near the end, right about like 1:30, 1:45, I kind of ran out to see if anybody else had bid against me, and I was going to bid again. And there was another guy there kind of guarding what he was bidding on. And so he ended up guarding both of them. And I ended up winning. I was super excited. And this thing is absolutely breathtaking.
Yeah, so, it is really pretty, pretty sweet.
And what kills me is it's this big piece of black poster board, and you wrote on it in white. It's either white or...
White.
And then he flourished it, and there's a bird on it with a fountain pen. It's absolutely beautiful. But he said he felt bad that he didn't have time to do anything in advance, so he just did it in his hotel room the night before. This thing looks like it would take any of the rest of us weeks.
Yeah, a week and a half.
Yeah, he just I felt bad, so I just did it in my room last night. Really? Oh, my God. So I won it, and it's actually the Pen Collector's Creed. And so what I want to do is take a picture of it and then type it up for those people who may not be able to read it in the magazine, and then put it in the pennant because it's absolutely gorgeous. But what he wrote, he made up. And so this Pen Collector's Creed, it's kind of why we collect, is just beautifully worded, so I would like to incorporate that somehow for the PCA.
Yep.
And Brian won a book.
Well, I bid on quite a number of items, and I didn't have time to go back and I did win a 2006-2007 Monte Grappa catalog, essentially what it is. It's just a gorgeous book that has all the different pen models for the year in them, different options, and it shows all the different pens. But I also bid on one pen that I really, really, really wanted to win, and now I'm going to whine about it. there was the original Edison Pen Company in Petersburg, Virginia, a coin filler. And I have a small Edison collection, and most people's collections are small because they're really hard to find pens. And I did not win the pen, and I'm sorry I cheapened out, but there were a couple other items, too, that I bid on. I did win, but nothing. So I got a book for $5.
Yeah, it's cool. It's very pretty.
So that was kind of it. I didn't get really get much of a chance to walk around and look at much.
I did that on purpose.
Well, I know. It was a little disappointing because I always come home with really killer stuff from Dallas, but I just didn't have the time this year.
Well, we were busy, and setup takes a while, and it's a long drive. It's really a rough show.
It is, yeah. Yeah.
We need to next do year, it I'd like to more do like it. Sam and Frank, and, you know, take like a week.
Right. Well, I mean, we got in a day early, which is how we wanted to do it, but...
Yeah, that was nice. Yeah. That's the way to do it. Coming home was rough.
So...
But anyway. Saturday, we packed up. we ended up picking up a boatload of stuff from luxury brands. We ended up with a ton of acrylics and ebonite Conrads. So yeah. Those, actually, I put most of those up on the site already. We do have two new ones. Sorry, honey. The Bengal Tiger acrylic and the Dixie Ebonite in the jade. So those will be up in the next couple of days.
Everybody else, I'm learning about these just as you are. So this is news to me.
Yeah, but anyway, so we came home with a boatload of those and the new 3776 Pure just came out. So yeah, we got those.
Nice and, box, too. Really nice box.
Yeah, it's cool. It's an elongated oval. Different. Mm-hmm. So it's very cool.
It's pretty awesome.
What else did we pick up? We got a bunch of displays.
Yeah, the displays were neat.
For preppies, for plaisirs, and for the 3776s and for the presidents, which I did not order, just so you know. but it was cool. We came home with a bunch of displays.
So anybody who comes in now and buys a plaisir has to pay in yen, because that's what the price is on them. It's 1,050 yen for a plaisir. So I don't know if that's a good deal or not, but
yeah. No, it was cool. So all the space that we made got filled up. We didn't have any extra space.
Pretty much. And, well, we picked up a couple other things and...
Some books.
Some other new old stock stuff. So we pack up. We get out of there within a couple hours. And not 5 minutes out on the highway, we almost rear-end another car. And the Michael Saul piece comes flying from afar in the car, and a display come and whacks me in the head. That was exciting. Pretty much it was after that, it was fairly uneventful until the incident. Come on, I got to get some mileage out of this. This is pretty funny, actually, now that you think about it.
All right, so... Picture this. Last year, we drove, I don't know, like 50,000 miles, much of it at 2 in the morning. Okay? We've never knock wood, thank God, spun out into a ditch. We've never had pretty, we've never had really bad weather. Once on the way back from, I think, Baltimore, we pulled over when we couldn't see. But remember, you know, we went through two whiteouts with a 20-foot U-Haul, so right. We're pretty tough when it comes to driving.
Yeah. Came close to a deer once. That,
on the way back from Raleigh, I think.
Raleigh, yeah.
And Brian's kind of dozing. It's like 2 in the morning. I don't know what time it is. Yeah. And these two little things run out in front of me. So I scream because, of course, something ran in front of me. And there was a big thump.
There was a big thump. I wasn't sure what the heck happened. But as I woke up, I saw these, well, I saw one thing.
The slow one.
Running across the street. You know, they say you don't have to be the fastest. You just got to be faster than the one guy behind you. Yeah, so we hit.
I hit a raccoon.
Lisa hit a raccoon.
And then, so right after, I mean, it was a pretty big thump. So right after, Brian says, "Well, should we stop?" No. What are we gonna do? Especially if it's wounded. What if it's made to stop? It's 2 in the morning. It's in the middle of nowhere.
What if it's hanging on? For dear life, it's paws stuck in the...
It's horrible. It was horrible, and I felt bad, but I, you know, raccoons are a little nasty anyway. They can be. I'm not stopping. So when we did stop a couple hours later, there was no evidence of anything, so I am going to be the optimist and believe that little Mr. Rocky just got a really strong nudge on his butt.
Well, yeah, okay. So Lisa didn't find it very funny that I played Rocky Raccoon on the sound system in the car afterwards. And then last night, as we're at a Hallmark store, they just happened to have a stuffed raccoon. And so I made her stand and take a picture with the raccoon. So it had like a big heart on it and loved me.
So yes, I hit a raccoon. I felt incredibly bad, but you know, I'm not going to stop at 2 in the morning in the middle of nowhere where there are no streetlights. We have no idea what the situation is. So yeah, Brian's been just delightful about it.
Well, you know, I think it kind of makes up a little bit for, you know, the iPhone 6 taunting that's been going on all week.
Oh, my God. So that's the other drama. Right before we left, one of us got the new iPhone. The other one of us did not. And he's been bitterly unhappy.
Well, now, come on now. You're the one who took my phone and you're like, "Oh, well, I can't get on. My thumbprint doesn't work." Oh, I'm sorry. It's last year's technology. It doesn't work on that one.
Anyway. Yeah, so, of course, you know, the whole time, the new phone is very cool. I like it a lot. But one of us, not me, has been very cranky about it.
Well, I just hope it gets here before, I don't know, for show season ends.
So anyway, that, you know, that's our other big excitement is I'm fine with technology. I'm pretty good with technology, but I don't do change So switch. Hey, I was pretty good. Switching over to a new phone is always a little bit.
Yeah, you didn't throw anything. That was good.
I know, that's pretty impressive. So, you know, that was our other big excitement for the week. Trying to think of what else is new and exciting. We've got a couple new things in the store, but
you have one on your desk.
I do. Shall I show it?
I'm waiting.
All right. Does anybody know what that is?
Wayne's going to know.
Wayne knows everything. Wayne's going to know this. And I'm holding it still. Ta-da! All right, so the new TWSBI 580 USA finally arrived. I guess it arrived while we were gone.
Did it? Oh, I thought it arrived today.
And I believe it's... Kenro arrived while we were gone. And so it is on the site?
Yep. You betcha.
Okay. It's kind of cool. So it's got the red cap and the blue piston knob, and it has the USA flag on the top.
So it's like the ROC edition, except it's got the American flag mm-hmm. instead of the Chinese.
Yeah, it's very cool.
So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've got, what else do we have that's new? We will have a bunch of stuff up.
Working on a bunch of stuff. Oh, we do have one. Some of the some of the new old sock stuff we got. One, I got one in of a original Schaefer Legacy 1 touchdown filler with the factory stub nib. I love these. This happens to be my Legacy, and it's cobalt blue with brushed gold fill cap. It's identical to this pen, but it's new old stock. It's got the stub nib. Very, very sweet pen, and it's got that cool filling system, and it actually works. So that is one of the items that we got that's going up. And there's a couple of other interesting things. Some new old stock limited edition Visconti's.
Oh my God, to die for. These are gorgeous.
Yeah, and kind
are there
of
any fine nib?
No, I think they're all no. I don't think so.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure.
These are pretty. They're green. They were the marble. Limited edition that were made for Pens Plus back in the day.
Yep. So double reservoir power filler, 18 karat two tone nibs.
Absolutely. Even I want one.
Yeah. I know.
Well, so we could get a medium and we could share it.
Oh yeah. Mhm. Oh yeah, because that works. Sharing pens.
Why wouldn't that work?
Okay, so how's this gonna work? We're gonna ink it up. Who gets to use it first?
Me.
Okay, so when do I get to use it?
When I'm not using it.
And when are you not going to be using it?
So I could get the Visconti. And you can just, you know, stare at your hand that Luca shook.
Yeah, well, I washed it now, so. It's not anywhere near as exciting.
I know.
So yeah, what else? Do we miss anything else?
Well, we've got.
I got a couple new videos up this week. Mm-hmm. TWSBI Mini and the VAC 700 with the VAC 20 bottle and how to fill it.
Have the video of the classic up yet?
Yui, that was last week.
Okay. Yep. I can't keep track.
Got a couple more in the queue for the rest of the week, so stay tuned. And what else? That's probably pretty close to it. We got some shout-outs, maybe?
We do. We'll have a bunch of other new things up on the site in the next week or so. Bunch of stuff that we've gotten in, and we just haven't had time to get it up yet. All sorts of platinums. We got some fun platinums in.
We did get some fun platinums, yep.
The cools and the balances and the 3776s, they came in like literally the day before we left. So,
And E95S and all sorts of stuff.
E95S is a phenomenal writer. Oh my God. Awesome. I was using it all weekend and it's just so incredibly smooth.
Yeah, so I mean, you can always email us if we don't have it up yet. We have the stuff, so.
We also had a little mishap with a pen.
We had a mishap with a pen?
Are we going to talk about that?
Mishap with the pen.
Well, we got the pens in, but we couldn't sell them.
No, we don't need to talk about that.
All right. Anyway, we've got some other stuff coming in. I got a bunch of shout-outs, so we're just going to skip right over to there.
We're going to do that and be on our way.
All right. We got to meet Charles and Angela, and that was a blast. Nice. I recognized Charles, but I more recognized Angela from her Facebook picture. And they were just absolutely delightful. So it was wonderful to finally meet them in person. That was great.
Absolutely.
Charles, I hope you're enjoying the Collier, because you got the last of the lighter ones, right?
He did. He got the absolute last. And it matched with his shirt.
It matched what?
It matched perfectly with his shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't think that was just the deciding factor, but it was really nice.
Yeah, that was fun. We got to meet Tim G. He said he listens to the podcast, so shout out to Tim. A shout out to Sherry W. She called the store. She listens in. She had a question. Actually, I was supposed to have you call her. She had a question about some Esterbrook nibs, so that was cool. Who else did we get to meet? There were so many people.
Well, we got a shout out to Eddie G.
Eddie G. We have the cutest picture of Eddie G. with two books that he won. Big huge shout out to Eddie G. and his wife Marianne.
Yep.
They're just always so much fun. Tiffany and Leslie. Big shout out to them. We got to spend some time with them. Leslie hung out until the very end. She was kind of in and out of the room, and then she was there. If she stayed any longer, I was going to make her help pack up, but it was great. She's just chit-chatting and trying to figure out what to do with for dinner. Shout out to Lucas. Tiffany was, tell you what, she gets big kudos for being a teacher. That's not an easy job, high school. Who else
Donna
was there?
Carol.
John and Carol, for sure. That was so awesome. It was like having Hugh and Carol all over again in Dallas. So that was cool. I had a list and I didn't bring it home with me, and I'm sorry for that. Who else did we? There were so many people who came up and you know. Oh, Janice! Big hugs to Janice.
Yeah, that's right.
It was awesome to meet her in person. Paul, Janice is like you down south. It was just, we've had a lot of communication back and forth, and it was just super, super awesome to finally meet her in person, and that was just great. You know, I spent a whole lot of time, like, hugging. Although, is Charles in the chat? He needs to verify I did not scream. I was planning on, you know, doing my usual scream and hug, and I was very subdued.
Well, you know, I just thought of something. There was one other thing that you got for me at the show, but I didn't bring it, so we'll talk about it next week.
I bought you something?
Well, you didn't buy it. You acquired it. That I had at the store today that I was going to bring home that I didn't bring home. Of the diminutive variety.
Oh, yeah. Brian fell in love with something, and I finagled it. So
we'll talk about it next week, because I just happened to be looking at my desk, and I see the large version sitting right on my desk. So
it was so cute, because Brian hardly ever asks for anything. Usually it's a pen, and he saw this thing on another table, and we were just kind of making the rounds, and then we went back to
our table. Trying to talk, and I'm like, that's cute. I got to have that. How do I buy that? And you're like trying to do whatever you're trying to do, and I'm like, Did you see that? Yeah.
Yeah, so he was totally enamored of this thing that he saw, and he ended up coming home with two of them. But yeah, they are very adorable. Absolutely. So
I don't even know if we can get them to
I don't know, sell, but you had a good time. Yeah. So it was, you know, the usual pen show fun. We were in a room full of friends and passionate people and pretty shiny, pointy things, and we got to meet a lot of people, we got to look at a lot of pens, and we got to drink some good beer, and have some interesting conversation to and from the show. So we had a good time.
Love the show. It was our best Della show ever. So I just
there was some drama as usual, not with us. During the packing up of the room, and they're doing something different this year. There were some people who were staying on for Sunday. I have not heard how well that went.
It was in the small room.
Yeah, it was in the room. So not that many people were there. It certainly was not that the entire show expanded into Sunday. It'll be interesting to see if it was busy or if it was not worth it. This show generally, I don't think it's ever had a Sunday. So we'll see how it works.
No, the first time.
Yep. A few people stayed. So, but we wanted to get on the road, and it's funny, we slept in the same Walmart parking lot and had breakfast at the same Panera. And
yeah, it just happened to work out that way.
Yep. So anyway, that's that from here.
Okay. Anything else? That should do it.
I think we're done.
Okay. Comments, suggestions, or topics? Use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Catch us online. You can send us an email.
Brian at AndersonPens.net.
Or Lisa at AndersonPens.net. You can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, all other social media as Anderson Pens.
The blog, blog.AndersonPens.net.
And the website is AndersonPens.net.
Join our mailing list for advanced notice of upcoming new products, stuff going on the website and in the store. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast this evening, and we will see you next week. Have a good night.
Bye, guys.